Support for today's show comes from the all-new comedy Like a Boss in theaters January 10th. The film stars Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne, who play inseparable BFFs running their own beauty company until they find themselves in over their heads and their lifelong friendship is put to the test. The film also stars Salma Hayek, Billy Porter, and Jennifer Coolidge.
Ooh, you had me at Billy Porter.
I all love. So don't miss Like a Boss in theaters January 10th. Better yet, grab your girlfriends and be the first to see Like a Boss as part of Girls Night Out on Wednesday, January 8th. These exclusive GNO screenings will have happy hour and drink specials. Ew, does it have to be only girls?
No, of course not.
And you get to see the film 2 days before its official release. Visit www.likeabossmovie.com for participating locations. Go have fun at the films with friends. And let's start the show. Where you been, nigga? Waited for you all day.
You better.
Waited for you to use the key that opens my place.
Come through, B.
My heart starts trembling as I hear your footsteps. I don't remember that note. Footsteps, pace. There it is.
There you go.
Lock open, doorknob turns. There appears your face.
Ooh, she was sprung. Gave that nigga a key.
Going out my head and think I'm losing all my mind. Drive me crazy, burning candles, making love all night. Feel so strange, it feels so crazy to be in your world.
World.
In your arms, lost for words. You got me.
Yes, Lord.
You got me. You got me. You.
I'm waiting on the speechless.
You got me.
Oh, man.
You've got me speechless.
You
she
better.
Like whispered it at that part. What? I mean, first of all, happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yes. Happy birthday to the queen, the one and only ruler of my life.
Underrated, not discussed enough Beyonce ballad.
You know, I really can't even tell what's underrated because I feel like I don't really pay attention to other people's opinions on Beyonce's music, but...
Yeah, everybody has their personal opinion.
I mean, people really don't even want to give it to Dangerously in Love. Like, it's not incredible, so...
Now you can lick it. You can sip it. You can taste it.
Well, I like this already.
I'm talking every drip drop. Don't you waste it. Baby, slurp it up. It's enough to fill your cup.
Well, now, wait a minute.
It's finger licking good, and I wish a nigga would go down kind of slow or even fast. I'll be sprung once you feel your tongue in the crack of my ass. Yes, I need a nigga going out like that. And I'm packing such a tasty treat, and you can eat me out.
Oh my God.
Put it in your mouth. How do I keep eating fries?
Oh my God.
When I just had a chicken sandwich, right. Two apple pies, and some motherfucking nuggets. Nuggets.
Oh my God.
But bitch, I'll take another order. A number 12 with Onion rings. It's so hard to keep eating fries.
You are so dumb.
But I'ma do it anyway. The first thing that came to my mind, I swear to God, was when you're looking for that ooh, I feel, come to Mattress Giant. When you want that ooh, I did. We've got the best price for that ooh, ah, bae.
Is this a local commercial?
Only at Mattress Giant. Ooh, ah. Was that really like a regional thing?
Yeah, because Mattress Giant is not a store where I'm from.
Damn.
I never heard of this.
Okay, so a scoop of y'all will get that reference. Okay, right. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah. Only at Mattress Giant.
You are really
look up the Mattress Giant jingle when you get a chance, bitch. That song was like everywhere in my childhood, and then it ended with some woman gasping ooh ah in a very sexual way that I just felt was like, is she glad that she's finally getting some rest, or is she having an orgasm?
Are the mattresses red, or did she just look like a mattress to you?
She just looked like a bed to
me. Okay, got you.
Yeah, and as Laverne Cox mentioned before they danced right on over her, like her comment was, people can evolve.
Yeah.
So you don't know. And as Titus was saying, spoke to me, sat down there, seemed to really enjoy me. So if he has problems with gay people, I would know.
Right.
Because
I didn't see any of that.
I did not see any of that. What you were trying to do is load this question up for me to say something like, degrading or disparaging about this black man for whatever random ass reason, who's not here to support himself or say anything, just because you want a highlight of your show of this black gay man being messy.
Yep.
And I'm not gonna do that. I'm not giving you that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You save that shit for motherfucking Adam Lambert or one of your girls when they come through an issue. You play that game with them. I'm not going to do that, because quite honestly, I don't need to be here. Like, I just, like, it was so present.
It was, yes, it really was.
And that's what I love about us, because we can just say what needs to be said in 15 seconds or less. The old days of Instagram. That's, you know, when you need to just get it out of your fucking system. Everything that, and so,
man,
and that is just that. It was so present. And then he motions to somebody off camera who I'm assuming is someone who is a part of his team. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell what he was saying, but he made this face that was almost like, I'm not about to do this shit with this bitch.
I know that's today. Right.
Like, this she, I don't know who she thinks.
No.
She's playing with, but I'm not going to do it. And then Andy's like, well, what are you saying over there? Sorry, this. And then he gave me my new way of life.
Okay. All right.
Which is, keep going, girl. Do your show. I just want to say that is, it's my mantra now. I'm so full. Keep going, girl. Do your show is a multi-purpose statement.
It is.
I mean, it can be said for so many different things. It can be said when somebody is, needs to sort of be dismissed.
Right.
Because you feel so indifferent to their existence.
Yeah.
You just kind of want to get whatever's happening over.
Mm-hmm.
It could be said,
that's what was happening.
Yeah. I'm talking about this.
That is what was happening.
It can also be said as a line of encouragement. You know what I'm saying?
Keep going, girl.
Like you hosting these HBO.
Don't do that.
These HBO functions. I can say, hey, keep going, girl.
Yes.
Do your show.
It's all in the inflection, okay? It's all in the tone.
It can be said when somebody is doing the absolute most and you just are waiting for them to pipe the fuck down. Keep going, girl. Do your show.
Do you see
blackness? Right. This is us.
This is what I'm talking about. Honestly. Look at what we can do with so few. We make so much out of so little. Woo, Titus, we might just have to stand forever. And that Instagram caption went in as well. Well, I guess this wasn't really the caption. It was a comment that he wrote under the caption. But, you know, I just had to remind everybody, I did not sign up to go be on Housewives of Atlanta. This is a talk show. And, you know, wasn't here for the mess and the drama and shit. We here
this
to
nigga.
Talk about things that are going on professionally and not to be ratchet and act a fucking fool.
First of all... He called him a messy queen. He did. Off rip, on top, like on the very
first line.
Like line one. and said, yes, I said it. Don't care if he knows either. He should remember his talk show isn't in episodes of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Literally saying, I'm not Miss Lee.
Right.
Bitch, you got me fucked up. If only time were taken to know who I am and not assuming that I am the character I play on TV, even though I had to conduct a proper interview. I received 4 Emmy nominations for acting, not for being myself.
That's my favorite part.
Here comes mine. He was lucky I had my wits and Christian values that day. Always keep it classy. I take it back. This is my favorite. Being friends with other talented celebrities doesn't make you talented. It makes you friends with other famous celebrities.
Yikes.
What he said simply was, here's a vial, place your blood in it. It is mine now. He should rip a page from Anderson Cooper and learn how to do his job.
Wow. Titus said, you may run with the girls, but... It doesn't make you one of us. And I really love that he slid in them 4 Emmy nominations as well. Like, I am a professional person.
I am not
one of your hoes with bundles. I do things for real money. I am real talented.
I am talented. I act.
I sing.
I don't know who you thought that you Titus, were speaking yes. to.
Oh, God. This was...
Dolomite is My Name is the film. It's out in fall. Like, I don't even... So...
I loved it.
I think they, Access asked Andy Cohen about it or whatever. Is he feuding with Titus? And he's like, oh, girl. I'm not. You know, maybe he is with me or something to that nature. And then he said... they asked him if Titus would be welcome back on the show. And he said, he's been on 4 times. And he goes, he can do whatever he wants. I just don't want to offend him. You know you don't.
Right.
I bet you don't. You thought.
And you know he's not feuding with you. Before. He got you together right then and there. Like, let you know what was what. And then told you to continue with your program.
Stop it.
Please.
What was that?
You know good and damn well y'all are not feuding. He just got you together. And maybe it was embarrassing for you because it was on your own show. But... Oh, well.
You saw this black queen. You saw this other black queen. And you said, let me just stir up some black mess. Here's this trans woman of color. Here's this gay man.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it up and put them. I can't. It's plenty of people who go up to watch What Happens Live all of the time and will do that dance. And lots of people do the dance loving it, you know? But girl, don't be up there playing games.
Right. I mean, it just don't. I guess from now on, you know that Titus is not the one for you.
You know it now.
You know it for sure. Our last question comes from DeAndre, who says, I'm a 21-year-old college student living in Chicago. I moved here from Indiana to attend college on scholarship. And my gay uncle and his white partner let me stay with them in their house rent-free. As a young queer man, it has been really cool living with a couple and for the first time in my life seeing queer love in action. There is one issue, though. Since I moved in, my uncle's partner has periodically said flirty shit to make me uncomfortable, but he's always been a little weird.
Bitch.
So I never really thought too much of it.
Ooh, the mess this week.
Plus, I always felt like he loved my uncle since they've been together since before I could remember.
Okay.
One weekend while my uncle was away, his partner started flirting with me.
Oh my God.
And because we were both drunk, I allowed him to give
me
head. I allowed him to give me head. I can't lie, the shit was basic, so not only was I upset at myself
my gosh.
For allowing it to happen, but also at the fact that my uncle has been receiving this mediocre head for over 20 years.
No.
And while I felt like pure shit, his partner must have really enjoyed it because ever since then, when my uncle's away, he starts trying to mess with me again. He takes advantage of the fact that I'm young and broke and has paid me money to fuck him a few times.
Are you... shitting.
Hopefully not. I have decided to stop being a trash ass nephew.
I'm leaving. You didn't even have to make it worse.
Sit down. I decided to stop being a trash ass nephew and told my uncle's partner that we cannot do this anymore. It's been a few weeks since he last tried to come on to me, so I'm hoping he won't put me in this situation again. I just want to know if I should tell my uncle what happened. Lots of question marks. I know I could possibly risk being put out, but I also don't want my uncle living a lie. And I also wonder if, in fact, I'm the only person he has paid to fuck him since he was so quick to give up ass for coin. Shit is fucked up. I could definitely use your help. Please make up an... Oh, I already did make up a name. DeAndre. Love, DeAndre.
I'm trying to unpack this.
Yeah.
So, you did that. You decided to do it. Woo! You trash. Your uncle's partner is trash.
And he put in the subject, I'm probably trash AF, but I'm trying to make amends.
Are you?
I mean,
you're deciding on whether or not you should make amends.
Woo, 21.
So your uncle deserves to know.
He definitely does.
He definitely deserves to know. I'm pretty solid in the idea that your uncle's partner will not tell him.
right.
So, you know, do what you want with that. Your uncle deserves to know. It seems like the only person who's going to get that information from would be you. Mm. If that means that your ass ends up homeless or you got to find somewhere else to go, you know, actions and consequences. But...
yeah.
Nigga, what the fuck were you thinking, bro? Like, what are you...
uncle's man? Like, I honestly can't even fathom fucking one of my uncle's, like, partners or one
somebody
of
that has sex with your uncle.
And has since, like, before you were born.
It sounds that way.
The same dick? No, sir. I don't understand it. And I feel, because you are so young, I feel like... a lot of this is on this grown-ass man.
Oh,
who was,
absolutely.
In fact, almost all of it. Like, my only issue with you is, like, nigga, that's your damn uncle.
Right.
I would have no problem with you sleeping with some old nigga, getting money off of him because you in college or whatever. If that's
who
what you
fuck
want.
Cares,
I don't give
right.
a damn. But your uncle's husband?
It's literally your uncle's nigga. Uh-uh. Or your uncle's man. And you're, like, he's giving you a place to stay.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you're young, but you know right from wrong.
You do.
However.
You do.
This motherfucker is garbage.
Yeah.
He got to go.
He does have to go. And honestly, you probably got to go too. Your uncle's probably not going to want to look at neither one of y'all no more. And I can't say that I blame him. Hopefully your uncle will see this situation for what I think. Well, I hope that he will... damn, how do I say this?
I'm thinking maybe, like, with time, he can see it for what it is.
Right, like, this man was preying on my young-ass nephew.
Absolutely, totally.
But damn, you my nephew. Even at 21, I'm gonna expect you to not fuck with my man. Like, come
but
on.
But I mean, like, if this nigga is setting it out literally, and then, did they say he said they were drinking when it first happened?
Yeah.
So it's like, he was... absolutely putting this young man in a position that he had no, you know, again, you're the one in a situation, you know, this sexual and romantic situation with this person,
right.
And you have those obligations. Sir, you could say the same thing about him and his uncle because they're family and stuff like that, but you cheating on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and what? Like, your man's nephew that's 21?
Yeah.
Like, you did it, and then you're paying?
That's gross.
Help.
Because, like, I'm going to assume he's at least 20 years older than you, so, ugh.
So if it's as long as you can remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up there in age.
Right, he's got to be at least 40. Like, got to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's if... that's if your uncle is not significantly older than you, because
some of the girls just don't. What is, I mean,
and it's a lot of older men out here who prefer them as young as possible. And at 21, you look ultra young while still being legal. So I'm sure it was a huge temptation for him, but that doesn't excuse it.
Incredibly easy to,
college students are easy to manipulate, right?
Take advantage of,
because y'all are legally adults, but you still don't have no good sense, no shade. Your brains are not done developing.
No money.
You have no money. So anytime somebody even offer you $5, you perk up immediately. You get excited.
That's two bags of Doritos. And a pack of now later.
If you give a college student any gift, they're so full of gratitude.
This is bad.
It is. This is bad. And I, oh shit, what month is it? It's March. Oof. I don't know when you should tell your uncle. Maybe when you leave for the summer. Because if you tell him right now, it's a good chance you won't finish out the semester. Unless you can go live on campus somewhere. See, the thing is, you had a great situation here. Living with your uncle rent-free. But I think you're going to have to tap into some of them scholarships and use them to pay them dorm fees. Because I don't know how you can look your uncle in the face knowing that you've done this over and over. Like, the guilt must be eating you up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how I would wait.
Yeah.
So.
No. You just need to be fully prepared to move out. Like, you need to be prepared.
Yeah, that's
to
something
leave.
You need to prepare.
Yeah. So go to talk happen. To housing, see do they have a dorm that's open or whatever. But you know, there's consequences to the things you do, and getting put out is the minimum of what I can only imagine your uncle comes up with. Because goddamn, this is so grimy.
Even.
This is so grimy. Ugh.
That's pretty bad. And it didn't happen once.
Right. It happened a few times. And money was all it took for you to, like, I mean, but again, you're very young and money is all it takes for a lot of things. But I just feel for your uncle in this situation. I hope that you tell him the truth soon and that eventually y'all are able to
repair your relationship. Don't bring this goddamn house. Gonna have a white man in the fucking house do all this goddamn, you know,
man.
Fuck my goddamn nephew.
Imagine being with a white man for 2+ decades and you thinking that this motherfucker is faithful to you and y'all done built this life together.
Finally got your emojis like Tamara said.
Y'all got y'all hashtag representation via emoji.
Right. It's lit out here.
It's
and
a
now
brand
this.
New day and here you go. You done lost. Woo. This ain't even a loss. Like, I hope your uncle cuts this white man loose and then deals with his feelings towards you.
I love,
in
listen,
whatever way is best.
I love y'all this week. My God.
And good luck to you. Fuck. Like, you're young. You fucked up. This was a major fuck up. You might have,
yeah,
like, real repercussions with your family once they find out. But
now, let me tell you something. As far as, like, gay sexual scandal goes, girl, you're like,
unfortunately, this isn't like
a code
totally
green,
memorable. Right.
Maybe yellow.
Honestly, sleeping with your uncle's man, like, terrible. But in the grand scheme of gay sex dramas I have heard,
yeah,
minimal.
It's pretty bad, but clean it up.
Especially because you are so young. It's a lot more shameful for that old ass man.
It's way more shameful
than it is for the 21. I feel like a lot of people probably be like, well, I mean, not my uncle's man, but my cousin's man.
I did a lot of dumb shit with my dick at 20. Not me. Well, did I do a lot of dumb
Don't
shit?
Beat yourself up too hard, but you know, consequences are necessary here. So learn from this.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, claims of miraculous trendy ingredients, 55 buttons all over the place. Who knows? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you that it's less about the brush and more about how you are using it. That's why Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. It's got sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer. Guide gentle brushing for the dentist recommended. 2 minutes with 30-second pulses, ensuring an even clean. It's literally a toothbrush that helps you brush correctly. It's got a sleek, intuitive design that's simple to use, and it comes with a travel cap if you're on the run. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually will want to do twice a day. And Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months. A lot of you forget that, yes, you need to change your toothbrush on the right schedule. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, and they're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals. So practice healthier habits when you brush them teeth. Today with Quip.
That's right. Quip starts at just $25 and you get your first refill free when you go to getquip.com/the read. It's a simple way to start brushing better. You got to take care of your mouth. It is so important. So again, getquip.com/the read to get your first refill free. Getquip.com/the read. Go brush your mouth. All right. Let's get back to the show.
All right. So we're going to pray for Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's back with a vengeance in the past week. He's done all sorts of things. He said that he's not joining the Millennium Tour because they didn't have enough money for young Draco.
Who's that? His hype man? Like his DJ? Let me Google it.
He refers to himself as young Draco.
Okay. What?
Yep.
Where was I when that happened?
I don't. Apparently he's been doing this for a while, and I thought that it was like, I thought that he was naming himself Draco, like supposed to, like after the gun.
Oh.
But his name,
wow,
as I found out on this Breakfast Club interview, is DeAndre Cortez something.
Oh, so it's Draco. Like, got it.
But
sure.
Probably his most clever bar of all.
I guess so. I would not know.
I didn't. I mean, I thought it was the gun. All, but anyways, so ever since them and Nintendo taking his last one up.
Oh, I get that reference.
Oh. He is back selling his Super Nintendos again. Or as I also like to call it, the Sega Genesis.
Okay, Super Nintendo is the best shit I have ever heard. What's wrong with you?
He's back. He's got a new domain. literally. And he's back to selling them. He hopped on Instagram Live recently. Went on a very long rant that some were assuming was fueled by drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Where he invited anyone in the game of rap to DM their locations for a fight or a shootout.
Why?
Or anything, just because.
Okay.
And
what the fuck?
He said 2019 is his year and he's tired of people.
Help me understand, because I don't get it. I didn't even know his name was Young Draco now. I'm just totally lost. And I keep thinking about Genesis, and I'm so mad at you.
Yeah, say Jenna, sis. So, yeah, he invited violence. He said he's tired of being doubted. He had the best comeback of 2018. Apparently, some people have been saying that Tyga had the best comeback of 2018.
What the hell did Tyga do? Are you laughing because I'm old and I don't know anything?
No, I'm laughing because it's actually like a reasonable question. No, Tyga had like a hit song, I guess, that came out last year. I don't know if it went number one. I think it did. But that song called Taste with Offset was actually a pretty successful song. But going back and forth to LA for the past couple of years, I never really felt like Tyga fell off, because no shade, they've been playing Tyga in South California at least.
Yeah,
I will hear him in a Lyft or some random radio every time I go to LA. And it's been like that for like the past 5 years. So
my problem is I don't really know what Tyga sounds like, and I don't know any Tyga songs. So he could be playing, like, sometimes we're in stores or stuff and y'all be like, this damn Tyga song. And I'm like, is that what we're listening to? Okay.
That's fair.
Did not know that.
Well, yeah, either way, Soulja Boy disagrees. Okay. He feels as though he has had the best comeback of 2018. Some people also brought up Meek Mill. You know, Meek Mill
literally
locked up
back, right?
On, you know, some really ridiculous mm-hmm. charges.
True.
Got loads of support from the hip hop community, came back, worked hard, kept his nose clean, and put out a really good album.
Okay.
Soulja Boy disagrees. His reasoning is non-existent, but he believes in himself. Okay.
Okay.
So all of that happened, and it leads us to this Breakfast Club interview that just came out earlier this morning.
Mm.
He was interviewed yesterday with the same Gucci headband and coat
that
he had on the other day. And
this cannot be good.
This interview went all over the place, from him pretty much reiterating the things that he said on the live, to calling out Tyga some more, as the person who let Travis Scott take his bitch. I'm paraphrasing. Let somebody else nut in his woman, something along those lines.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is gross.
It was just like a lot of ranting and yelling about how he still, you know, He's still relevant in all of the things he's done. He brought a Soulja game into the studio with him. I'm gonna show it to you.
Are they playing?
No. It's still in the packaging.
I was gonna say, I bet Nintendo is just waiting.
Which is where I'm really gonna start. I would like to start with the packaging of the product. I need to pull it up. I wish I remember the timestamp exactly so that you could see it. But it's in a little box here.
Okay.
It's in a little blue box. And on the box.
Oh, I see it.
It just says.
Yep.
HD game.
Wow. So you got these straight from China.
It doesn't even say Soulja game.
It's not even, the box isn't even branded. He spent no money on this other than what it cost to buy them units.
It literally looks like a Super Nintendo with a PlayStation controller.
What the fuck?
It is the most foo-gazy. Look, HD game on the box. That's like if you went to the grocery store and instead of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you got like sugar squares.
Yeah, it's like getting that cereal in the bag instead of the cereal in the box. What I don't understand is why you wouldn't at least spend the money on your own damn boxes. Why wouldn't you at least brand them?
You made all of this money according to you based off of this nigga. You can even get somebody to print some Soulja game stickers and place them on these boxes, nigga. HD game?
It ain't even a card in there. This was nothing.
I can't. And he says.
This is y'all's boy.
They asked him what games you could play on there. This nigga said Pokemon, Mortal Kombat,
oh, I love Pokemon.
Mario, PlayStation games, Nintendo games,
what?
Sega.
Wait,
and they're
what?
Like, it's all legit. All licensed. Soulja Boy.
But you own the licenses?
That is a lie. why is nobody helping you to see that this is wrong? I think Andy asked him, is it true that Nintendo is suing you or whatever? My lawyer told me not to talk about that. I bet your black ass he did, my nigga.
My lawyer told me not to talk. So then why are you here?
If it's legal, why I can't play Pokemon on PlayStation?
Why is Nintendo suing you if there's no problem here? Everything's legit, then why are you in legal trouble?
If you don't take this
This is ridiculous. Get his little young ass out of here. Nigga went on AliExpress for video games and bought, I don't know, probably 5,000 of
these. First of all, I could spend like a third, not even, maybe like a fifth of the price of whatever he's selling this. I could go walk right in front of the Apollo Theater and buy it right off the street.
Well,
I could go down to Canal Street.
It's right there.
What?
Soulja Boy grossly has, you know, misestimated his influence, his current influence.
He's fucking delusional.
He is.
If you want to talk about the stuff you've done, you've got some bops.
Yeah.
You've written and produced for people and stuff like that. Even, you know, Beyonce turned
her
swag on.
You got a writing credit from Beyonce.
Hello. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you just lead with that and then stop arguing?
But it don't mean you can sell me bootleg consoles, and it don't mean you can make shit up. I want to start an app.
Okay.
Like, still working on a name, but like a freelance real friend app where you can pay somebody to be the friend that you desperately need and clearly don't have.
Oh, you need
someone
to trademark
who
this.
Will just tell, I don't know what to call it. Like
real friend. Real friend TM.
Real friend.
Yes.
Real friend. F-R-E-N. Because you know how the apps are like apps are for whatever reason purposely misspelled.
Oh, they do. They will be misspelled.
And then for my first commercial, I'm going to see, hopefully we can get like Mary J to come in and do the song. Real friend. I'm searching for a real friend. Someone to fix my IG. Real friend. For a real man. Someone to just be like, okay,
oh my
enough.
God.
The
yes.
answer is no.
Yes.
You can submit questions like, is this stupid? Mm-hmm. All of this is obviously, you know, we'll have like, you know, something you sign for what's it called? Anonymity.
Oh yeah, an NDA or something.
An NDA style thing right there in the app. So we don't tell your business that you keep into yourself because that's the whole point of the app.
Right.
You know,
a real friend wouldn't tell your shit.
A real friend would not tell. That's it's right. Right there in the guidelines. It's in the bylaws. Right. It's right there before you even finish signing up.
This is honestly a really good idea.
Chris needs it. I can name a couple of the other girls.
All those girls.
Marion's baby mama needs it desperately. Oh, did you see her patting her puss on the internet?
No, I did not see that.
Girl. So Mona's in Hollywood right now, super active. The girls are coming back in a few weeks, I guess.
For everybody looking for a job.
Lives to run. And, you know, I don't know if we talked about this. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So, whatever.
We talk about so many things on this fucking show.
I mean, everything. And constant rants and tangents. Right. Nothing makes any sense.
That's true.
But yes, there is this almost scandal with April Jones, I think that's her last name, whatever.
No, I don't know.
Known for birthing Omarion's children that aren't twins, even though they seem to be, and being on Love & Hip Hop. She is now apparently dating Little Fizz, bandmate and maybe not friend anymore, of Omarion. And they did some weird IG together or whatever. And then I saw she's going to be on like Black Ink Crew next week talking about it again. And of course they're doing like promo for the new season of the show. So she on there talking about it too. And it's like, okay, this was scandalous, like, you know, for like the first 3, 4, 5 hours.
Right.
You know.
Niggas was like, oh my God, what's April doing? Who the bitch wildin'? Somebody take her phone. Somebody change the Wi-Fi.
And I told you that Omarion was somewhere in Spanish Town doing a fucking moonwalk over gravel.
That's what not you giving said.
So I don't, whatever. But she was on Instagram Live the other day, maybe yesterday or something, very recently. And she was like very clearly drunk. Not sober.
All right.
And she's like in a little shirt and I guess boy shorts, because you know they're like,
like the panties that are,
yeah, but
shorts.
Like have, yeah, the pocket in the front like a boy.
Okay.
So they look like men's drawers. I really don't know if they weren't or not.
Okay.
Either way, very tight on the body. I could pretty much see her birth canal.
That moose knuckle,
which
was
is
there?
Yeah, I'm, yes.
Okay.
You're probably fine. You, yeah, know, but I just want for the imagery.
Yeah.
You know, for you to know what I'm talking about.
I see what
about.
You're saying.
So she's on there and she's like talking about, you know, I guess to the people commenting and talking about all of these niggas that she allegedly fucks. And I'm assuming that she's like being sarcastic, but being drunk, it's a little hard to tell where you're coming from.
Right.
And so she's like, yeah, because Omarion fucked this pussy and I had 2 kids by him, and Little Fizz wants to fuck this pussy and the gang wants to fuck,
girl,
this pussy.
Yikes.
And ASAP wants to fuck this pussy.
Oh my God.
This fat but like she,
are
and
you
she's
serious?
Like, yes.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
And she's like patting her vagina. And there are other people in the room. And they're like laughing and just like carrying on. At one point, a strapping young woman comes over and like grabs the puss. Like a
lesbian?
She like grabs it to see how fat it is or isn't. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
So she's like drinking, partying with studs and stuff. And I'm just asking myself, why not offline? You know, like, why not in the privacy of your business?
You're right. Like, April, take it from me. Going live on Instagram when you're drunk, not always the best idea, sis. Just take my word for that, girl. Been there, done that, sis.
Same.
But,
not a good,
yeah,
look.
See, this is the time where you need a real friend app to just go ahead and astral project you somebody to come through and be like, delete, delete, delete.
Maybe we can even partner with, like, a talk space for the girls who,
yes,
really need a conversation.
Yes. Like, be like, look, you can download the app and chat with us on the app. We'll iMessage you. We'll WhatsApp you. We could FaceTime. What all the other Facebook Hangout, Google Chatbook, all that bullshit.
If you
want to
drunk pat your vagina, you know, you want to twiddle that clit,
yes,
on, you know, in real friend, you can do that.
Yes.
Because that is where you get to get all of those fifis out and nobody is, you know, talking about it on the shade room.
Right.
And you don't look crazy.
Yes.
But maybe they want to look crazy.
See, real friend will make you think that you're going live on Instagram, but really you just going live to like,
yes,
a spare room full of teddy bears or something. So you over here,
yes,
fingering yourself on Instagram live and no one is seeing it because your real friend stepped in and stopped you from making a fool of yourself.
Also,
this is $1 million idea.
An Apple Watch integration that can maybe track your heart rate,
yes,
when you're really going off and be like, Sis, put the phone down. We see you, girl. Drop it.
It could be like, remember on Wakanda when the hologram niggas popped out from the watch?
Absolutely.
Your real friend would pop out from the watch like a Koye did and be like, no, bitch. Girl, you acting the fuck up, sis.
It's time for hot yoga and some Jasmine Sullivan. We're not doing this today.
You need to quit playing, girl.
This is not cute.
You need to go ahead. Hurry up and file your trademarks.
I mean, I'll sue you.
Somebody's going to take your shit.
It is what it is.
It is a phenomenal idea, though. Damn, April. Girl, you out your mind? She might be.
The subject of this read says, to the bum ass stud I sacrificed hot girl summer for.
Oh, no.
I haven't read all of it yet, but I can't not.
I feel
read
for
it.
Her already. My sis.
It's also not even that long.
My sis.
Okay, so she starts by saying she loves us, and because of us, she's in therapy. And then she says, but anywho, back to this bitch. So in all caps, it starts with, you bum ass bitch. All summer, I basically carried your ass from catching that charge. Yeah, my fault for loving hood niggas.
Yep.
In which got you fired from your job to losing your spot and having to live from house to house. And in your car, which I fucking helped pay the loan on.
Oh, no.
I got you to start wearing organic pads that clearly helped with the pain of your cycles.
Oh, my God.
I was there when you cried about your alcoholic thieving ass mama hurting your soft ass feelings. Well, you caught the charge and you cried because you were scared to go to prison and thought that you threw your life away. I was there.
Oh, no.
When you confessed to being a sneak dickin' ass stud, I kept your secret. At least I have courage to tell people. At least I have courage to tell people I'm bi, you cowardly asshole. I stayed faithful when all your fine ass stud brothers wanted to fuck.
Oh, that's where you really fucked up.
I mean, damn,
God,
sis. You
damn,
really
girl.
Held it down.
Oh, no.
I stayed faithful when my ex with a big dick and his shit together came back into my life and wanted a second chance. While all my friends were out partying and doing ball-headed hoe shit, I stayed at home. And for what? All for you to leave me for some stale bundle weave wearing three kids, two baby daddy having fake nails, $9 an hour job, basic bitch mentality ass hoe. $9
ain't nothing wrong with, listen, you make your money the way you can.
Okay? I mean,
okay. That is what it is. Sis.
Then have the audacity, the damn nerve to break up with me over text.
Girl.
I hope she cheats on you with her plethora of bum ass baby daddies and fucks you with a sick dick. No, that's not nice.
That is not nice.
With the utmost sincerity, it says Lady X. I mean, I honestly feel like even if she knows he was that, you don't care. Because it sounds right. Like you just want to fight at this point.
I mean, sis, why exactly did you do all this for this nigga? Why exactly did you do all this for this nigga?
I mean, rode and died.
You wasn't having a hot girl summer at all. You wasn't listening to Megan at all. Oh, Megan would have never told you to spend your money on a nigga, first of all, sistren. No, girl.
P.S. though, while all my friends were out partying and doing ball-headed hoe shit and I stayed at home is in all caps.
Like
that part
is.
Really pissed her off.
Right, because she probably had to watch them on their Instagram stories, turning
absolutely.
The fuck up in
throwing
the club,
back,
driving
the boat.
All that shit.
And she's here with your ungrateful ass. How dare you?
Girl, I just don't know. Sis, this was a self-drag. Because why did you do this? The dick could not have been that good.
Now she got small problems, big moves.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Young M.A. reference.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Anyway, though.
Thanks for that read, Lady X. I'm sure you all heard about Becky with the bad hair selling her.
Y'all ain't shit.
Selling her quote-unquote innovation of a sleeping bonnet. Well, this read is for her and white women in general. She also says, I'm not saying all white women or else I would be gasp racist, but let's say at least 53% of white women need to sit the fuck down. You didn't.
That's a low
I was
number,
just going to skip
it's
that
a
part.
Real low right? Estimate.
Is it not bad enough that you imitate our lips, our hips, our butts, our clothes, our hairstyles, or that you constantly steal our music, our dances, our slang, and our style? You even tan so you look like you have more color, but for some reason, if a black woman wears a certain outfit or looks and speaks a certain way, all of a sudden we're ghetto. Now, this white woman is saying that she invented sleeping bonnets, like black women haven't been covering their hair for centuries. I'm beyond exhausted. She admits there were other products similar to hers on the market, but said, quote, none of them had a functional and fashionable solution for me. Synthetic fabrics that I felt did more damage or horrible colors that I felt silly going to sleep with, unquote. First of all, this is completely false. There are plenty of black-owned companies that do sell more fashionable bonnets, scarves, and wraps, and all in different colors. This is me, edit. I have seen so many kinds of bonnets and scarves. So colors, patterns, prints of all kinds. So that's complete bullshit. Anyway, back to what Janelle got to say. You either didn't bother to look, didn't want to give a black woman your money, or wanted to take money off wanted to make money off something you knowingly stole from black women. Also, bitch, isn't all silk organic? Unless it specifically says synthetic silk, which means it's obviously not silk.
Right.
And it came from silkworms, which is organic. I went to the website and this chick has the nerve, nay, the audacity, to feature a black woman on the homepage like that makes it better.
Oh, Lord.
And name the black colored version of her expensive ass, mind you, they're $100.
Yeah.
Expensive ass knockoff, the Cleopatra, which I didn't even know.
Bitch, the disrespect.
The worst part of all is that these knockoffs aren't even cute. I can find several different bonnets that are just as effective, more affordable, cuter, and I can support a black business at the same time. One last big fuck you to Ashley Joseph, the quote-unquote journalist, and fashionmagazine.com, such an original name, she puts in parentheses, for publishing the atrocious article and for trying to backtrack the ignorance of the article after the fact. The article that named this lady the creator of this bullshit.
Right.
Any real journalist or editor who actually took their job seriously could have realized the uproar this would cause with a simple Google search. Then again, maybe that's why they published it. You know why people love pissing us off. In conclusion, white women, stop stealing our shit. You can imitate us all you want, but you know in the back of your mind that you're just a cheap counterfeit. You will never in your place to existence have a natural swagger and beauty. Our natural swagger and beauty. Sincerely, who you wish you could be. P.S. Love the show. It's extremely cathartic and needed.
Wow.
So I just feel like, I've never worn a bonnet or scarf to sleep for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I felt as though a black woman should have first dibs on dragging Sarah.
So, yes.
To that I would like to say, to Miss Sarah Marantz Lindenberg, with your Halloween Town looking ass, are you fucking serious, sis? Are you serious? Like, the way that you worded your creation makes it ever clear that you know these things have existed atop the heads of Nubian women forever. And you try to dance around the shit and be like, oh, well, the fibers and the color and the style. As if these expensive ass bonnets don't look like a baby's fucking christening cap. You look like a toddler getting ready to be dipped into
big ass
like
bows. They do. Oh, wow.
Don't you look like a christened baby?
Yes. You about to have a baby about to have her face sprinkled at church. Sunday
in the
morning.
Name.
In the name of Jesus.
You ought to be motherfucking ashamed of yourself talking about organic this and...
Bitch, you can get all this at the fucking beauty supply.
Trying to talk about doing things with it that when black women to this day do, even our own people judge them for it. God forbid you see a black girl hop out at a gas station or any quick stop place with a bonnet on her head just trying to buy some barbecue sunflower seeds or the ranch and fill up her tank and, oh my goodness, the ghetto and all of this other shit. Like, but now here comes this white bitch doing the same shit with this hideous bow on top, charging motherfuckers $100 and on Forbes and shit as if she invented this fuckery, talking about it also supports the regrowth of all the little baby hairs. I wish you would get off the planet.
Bitch, please, get the fuck out.
I wish you would get off the planet.
She even has an illustration for how to wear it. Bitch, how to put on a fucking bonnet? Are you kidding?
Step one, put it on. Step two.
She literally has drawings of like, hold up the straps, tie it to secure. Like, girl, no fucking duh. I feel like white women have also, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of white women used to wrap their hair, especially when they used to, like, get perms and stuff. They used to, like, put scarves and shit on their hair before.
Right.
But this is nothing, nothing about this.
That's
is
what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there had to have been many white women who looked at this and been like, bitch,
are you out of your fucking mind? I'm
my
not
mama
doing
did
it.
This, like, when I was
right.
Three.
Right.
Like,
and
I wouldn't even fucking talking about. I don't know why it's like,
oh no, girl,
you could have just made your little ugly ass bonnets or whatever and sold them to like all of the carpool moms and whatever gated communities that your demographic is for or whatever. But to try and like take this position as someone who has just innovated the landscape of hair and beauty, it's disgusting. And I don't know why y'all keep doing it. And for the life of me, it like, I can't understand why it always seems to be specifically things that black people and or black women get shitted on for. Yes. Not just things that are like cool and popular and cute that we do, but it's like things that we are literally judged, yep, pigeonholed, and like oppressed, yep, for doing, having, owning, wearing, or whatever.
Yep.
But you over here talking about you've innovated and created stuff. Sarah, girl, sit the fuck,
girl,
down. Okay, just because you don't know no niggas personally.
Well, no, she got a black friend who posed for these pictures on the website.
I wish I had seen.
Shout out to the black friend. She's selling $32 scrunchies too.
Just because you don't know any niggas personally doesn't mean that you get to act like, oh, well, I had no idea. And oh, but that did not. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Black women be getting these damn bonnets for what? A strong $3, $4, $5 maybe at the beauty supply?
Maybe.
Again, I don't know how much a bonnet costs.
I mean,
but not $98.
Bitch. The idea that one single bonnet would cost $98. Like,
that's a lifetime supply.
Maybe if I buy bonnets for everybody in Harlem. Yes, $98.
Hello.
But one fucking bonnet?
I just spent $98 on bonnets for the block. All of 135th has that bonnet.
Everybody, come
don't
through.
Even worry about it.
Everybody on Linux, it's for you.
For $98, I'm getting bonnets, sis, for me, my babies, and my grandbabies, and gotta worry about the hair. Do you hear me? But you out here trying to act like you invented some fucking shit. And then on top of that, you extra acting like you invented it, because you know if you charge $98 for a bonnet, wow, and $37 or however much you just said for a scrunchie, it's like, oh my goodness, they're so expensive.
They must be.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right, Mary J.
I mean, shout out to you for swindling all these white women, because I know not nan woman of color spent money on this. I know that well as I know my name. But you may have managed
Mary Malika
to finesse. Okay, you're right. Let me go back. Not a single black woman who wants to be black spent $98 on a fucking bonnet, bitch. That didn't happen. And you're right. It's always like shit when we do it is ghetto, ugly, tacky, trashy. And then as soon as white people or the Kardashians, whoever, pick it up and start doing it, now it's trendy.
It's innovative.
Right. All that bullshit.
And it's brave.
Man.
It's groundbreaking.
Boxer braids.
Boxer.
Remember that boxer braid bullshit?
I won't ever forget it. I won't ever forget it.
Girl, a $32 scrunchie,
you should actually be ashamed of yourself.
What rich dumbass is paying for this?
You should actually be ashamed of yourself. In real life.
It's bad. It really. And free shipping on any order over $150.
The nerve of bitch. This witch.
But like, you can't even buy a bonnet and a scrunchie for $150. So you selling $100 bonnet and
buy $100 bonnet and get free shipping.
I can.
Sarah, go to Hades.
Yes, girl. Hey, y'all. This week's episode is brought to you by Third Love. Y'all know how I feel about Third Love. Them bras are everything. Designed with measurements from millions of people, Third Love's bra styles are made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they know that the only one that matters to you is yours. This is the most comfortable bra you'll ever own. They got straps that don't slip. Tagless labels. Again, so clutch.
I love straps that don't slip.
So good. And lightweight memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, returns and exchanges are free and easy. In fact, thanks to Third Love's perfect fit promise, every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test. And if you don't love it, just return it. And Third Love will wash it just in case you didn't and donate it to somebody in need. It's perfect. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering y'all 15% off your first order. Just go to thirdlove.com/read now to find your perfect fitting bra and to get 15% off your first purchase. Again, thirdlove.com/READ for 15% off today. Let them know I sent you. Take care of them titty balls. All right, let's wrap up the show. I also just have a really quick story to tell. It's not even really a read. It's just another tale from gentrified Harlem.
Alrighty.
And, you know, really driving me crazy.
Can't
to
wait.
The point where I feel like at this point, I might as well move to a traditionally white neighborhood. So at least when white people get on my nerves, I can say to myself, this is what you get for moving to their house. But like when y'all do it in Harlem, it irritates me to another level because it's like you're already Anyway, it don't matter.
I'll tell you, you're going to want to move back to Harlem.
Damn. Okay. You know what? Then I'm getting a brownstone.
I feel like I'm getting a brownstone. I honestly think that's your best
guess. It really is. Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? Thank you. You just saved me a lot of money. Tell
you not going to like it.
Woo! I cannot do it. So last night, I started a load of laundry. When I went down to the laundry room, it was completely empty.
Oh, God.
No one using any machines at all. No clothes in there at all.
Oh, my God.
So I took up two washers with my clothes. The wash site, they're on the exact same wash cycle. It ends in 37 minutes. I set my phone alarm for 36 minutes because I give myself a minute of travel time.
That's just smart.
That's just what I do. I go back upstairs. Now, this is the way I've done laundry since I have moved to New York and had a building where I had laundry service. The timer goes off. I get my laundry basket. I go back downstairs. It takes a while for the elevator to come. But I make my way back to the basement. And there is now a white woman in the laundry room. And now I see why the elevator took so long to come, because it was carrying her trifling ass downstairs. One of my washers says 0 minutes. The other one says 1 minute, and it's doing that final thing. Meaning that when she brought her trifling ass into this laundry room, she knew that the clothes had not been sitting there for any significant period of time. I know this because when I walked in, my goddamn clothes in one washing machine were still not technically done. They were started within 30 seconds of one another. So there is no way that you were in this laundry room for more than 1 minute and did not. There's just no way. I say this because instead of my clothes being in the first washing machine, they were now located in one of them, you know, washateria baskets that you push around. And this woman's dirty things were now in the washing machine. So I look at the basket. I look at her. She says something I didn't hear because I had my headphones on. I truly think that was a blessing. Some sort of, oh, I didn't want the washer. It was only one of the washers. So the clothes were wet. I said, I probably don't need to burn them. I probably don't need to rewash them. I don't know if this person washes her hands or anything. I don't know what germs or filth she may have transferred onto my perfectly clean, wet laundry.
Valid.
But I will assume that this dryer can kill it. I truly hope so.
Because it's very hot.
I think the dryers, I'm going to put it on its highest heat setting, something I don't normally do. Yeah. And I'm going to add an extra 10 minutes to the dryer cycle because I don't know what the fuck might be living on your hands. So when I realized it, and truly marijuana helped save this woman's life, I know she said something to me. I just ignored her. I closed my former washing machine with her things still in it and then took my clothes out of the other machine. I still put my clothes in the dryer that was right on top of the washer that she colonized away from me because, bitch, I don't care. Like, that was supposed to be my fucking dryer anyway, bitch. Right. And that's not the point. I extend the amount of time, I know that the dryer automatically defaults to 45 minutes. I extend the amount of time in the dryers and I go set my alarm again and I go back upstairs. I then come back downstairs and put another load of laundry into the one remaining washing machine. That's going to be done in 37 minutes. That's fine. Great. I go back upstairs. I come back down again, put those in a dryer. And at this point, her clothes are out of the washing machine and they are also in dryers. So I put my things in the dryer and then I opened her dryers and then I went back upstairs. Because, bitch, I'll be goddamned. I can understand taking your clothes out of the washing machine, taking somebody's clothes out the washing machine, if that person had actually left them sitting there for a while. But you knew that that wasn't the case. When you walked into the laundry room, both of those washing machines were still locked. You knew that that washing machine had not been stopped for more than 60 seconds at the absolute goddamn most before I got back to that laundry room. Which,
just saying, had it been me, I would have thought, oh, that person must be right around here.
Yes, because Because most people don't leave wet clothes in the goddamn washing machine to mildew because it don't take long.
I mean, I learned that at like 7 years old.
It don't take long, girl. And I could see, look, I done knocked the whole goddamn mic out. I could see if I was one of them trifling motherfuckers who just let their clothes sit for 10, 20 minutes and still expect people to not have their shit. No, I'm not like that. I am punctual about my things because I don't want mildew on my clothes.
No one does.
And I don't want white people's hands on my clothes. Actually, don't want no color person's hands on my clothes. I would have had this exact same reaction if she was black, to be totally honest.
Fair.
I am going to stop your clothes when they still have 25, 30 minutes left in the dryer. I am going to do that. And I'm not going to feel bad. And I hope that you went to sleep and totally forgot about your laundry and thought, oh, it'll be dry. I'll get it in the morning. And when you woke up, you went down to the laundry room and you realized all your shit smelled like milky socks because of me. I could see if I left it sitting there. I could even see if they was in the dryer. I could even see that. Because if I start my laundry and your clothes are in the dryer and then a whole 37-ass minute pass and I come back downstairs and you still ain't got your shit out the dryer after half a goddamn hour, then I will put your stuff in the washateria basket. But that is reasonable. 37 minutes is a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
30 seconds is not. How dare that bitch? She touched my fucking clothes. Oh my God. No, no, no. If you are the type of bitch who does this, just know you deserve to get your ass beat. You saw the goddamn washing machines was locked when you got in there. You saw that.
No, no. Knowing my temperament, I may have been like on a bad day, I may have been like, now where the hell is this person at? You know what I'm saying? And then waited the extra 15 seconds for you to show up. I don't know.
Right.
That's
no.
what I'm saying.
And there was still a free washing machine. So she could have just loaded enough clothes for one load and then took our ass back upstairs. But you saw that it was less than a minute left on the fucking machines. You didn't even give me that, girl. Like, you literally waited for the machine to stop and pulled my clothes out, put them in the bucket so you could put yours in.
Telling you,
a
vast majority of the Caucasians on this planet, I believe, are just raised on, oh, just do it. like, oh, what, who cares? You know,
I just couldn't believe the audacity. I was so angry that my mind immediately went to, how am I going to get this bitch?
Oh, same.
I was putting my clothes in the dryer like, what am I going to do to this bitch?
I have to find something.
A little dryer lint in her clothes, sure. But what else can be done?
Right.
And then I thought, how about they just don't get dry? And I changed the heat setting from normal to low so that in case she did manage to shut them and get it restarted, that they would dry at a lower fucking temperature. Yeah, fuck her. And I hope she hears this. Fuck you. You know my clothes wasn't... Bitch, you know I didn't leave that shit sitting there. How dare you put your nasty ass hands on my clothes? Do you mean to tell me you missed Ben Carson's appearance in front of the...
I did, actually. I heard about it, but I haven't looked at that yet.
So you actually have to see this video if you haven't already. Ben Carson, who is part of the most inept cabinet, staffed by the most inept president in United States history.
Unfortunately.
He is the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. Yes, he is the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. And at one point, Representative Katie Porter asked him about the disparity in REO rates. And asked him if he knows what an REO is. Now, of course, you and I don't know because this is not our fucking job.
Right.
It is his job because he is, like I said, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. So Katie asked him if he knew what an REO was. And he was like, an Oreo? And she said,
no.
Literally not the fucking cookie.
Why would I be asking you?
Why
about
would
Oreos?
I be asking you about a fucking cookie? Like, it doesn't.
Is Ben Carson really stupid? Like, is he like actually an idiot?
Because
I've asked myself this so many times.
He isn't. Like, he's operated on the brains of newborns.
But
Ben Carson is a scientific genius. And yet, when it comes to actual policy affecting human beings, he is an absolute dumbass. And it doesn't make sense, but it is what it is. I know that every doctor, every black medical doctor I know is so incredibly disappointed by him because they looked up to him so much in their childhood and now he's just absolute trash. When he talked to Ayanna Pressley, it was even worse. He tried to do the reclaiming my time thing.
Shut the fuck up.
He did. He tried to do reclaiming my time. She was like, do you understand blah, 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 whatever the question was. And he said, you already know the answer to that. And she said, I do know the answer. I'm asking if you know the answer. And he was like, oh, reclaiming my time, reclaiming my time. She said, you don't get to do that. And then, of course, Maxine Waters chimes in. The time belongs to the gentlelady. I say, that's right, goddammit. But Ben Carson really tried to play these people like this is a fucking game. This isn't a game. He literally, they asked, one of the reps from New York said, do you know how many people are waiting on the waiting list for subsidized housing? And he said, he was flipping through the papers. He said, in your district? She said, no, nationwide. If you are the secretary of HUD, this should be something you know off the top of your head. The answer is almost 4.5 million people nationwide. He said, there are several hundred thousands. And then she had to chime in and be like, no, nigga, here's the actual literal number. It's not hundreds of thousands. It's literally millions of people who qualify for HUD housing and are on the waiting list to get it. If we have 4.5 million people in America who qualify for help and can't get it, we have a fucking problem. We have a problem with income inequality.
I mean, I feel like that's something a six-year-old would understand.
100%. And the solution is not for everybody to move to the middle of America. The solution is for everybody in America to be treated like a human fucking being.
I mean,
people be like, well, just leave LA. Just leave New York. Just leave Miami. Just leave Atlanta. Just leave San Francisco. Bitch, we're not doing that. We're not going to states where y'all trying to act like it's illegal to have an abortion or illegal to not want to be pregnant just because y'all don't. Like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Y'all need to get the fuck together. Ben Carson got in front of Congress and made an idiot out of himself. It's sad that that's what it is.
I cannot believe this man continuously makes himself look so dumb.
Right. Unfortunately, it is what it is.
I saw Acrimony.
What? You saw Acrimony? Oh, yeah. Bitch, why you didn't tell me this before? Why did you say this?
I watched it maybe 2 days ago. God.
So, how'd you feel? I told you so.
Oh my God. Now, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be honest. When I first started watching it, I was fully prepared in like the first half hour to come in here and be like, it wasn't that bad. You know, like I expected it to be bad. And it, like the first like half hour or so, maybe 40 minutes of it was like typical Tyler Perry where there's a couple of really cheesy lines. And I'm like, okay, I could pay attention to this. Maybe a cute Netflix and chill date. Oh, and then my Heavenly Father, it just gets worse and worse. And then by the end, was it X-Men or what? I don't know.
So how did Taraji get on the
boat? I'm going to get to that.
Okay, I need you to help me.
I have like three major issues for this film. Anybody who's seen it, that should be a surprise. I know a lot of people said that they liked it.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people don't have very good taste in movies.
I mean, again, it started, it was marketed as like this, like revenge thriller, right? And God bless Taraji Henson because she really performed what she was given and told to perform.
Yes, she did.
Why they put those contacts in her goddamn face, I just don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. I know that, like, the girl who played the younger version of her, I believe she has naturally light eyes because I've seen her in things before.
She does.
So I guess that's why they gave her the context. But my thing is, like, if Taraji's the star, and we've definitely seen more of Taraji for longer than we have this other girl, why not give the girl darker contacts and let Taraji have her regular ass face?
Or cast somebody with brown eyes. That would work as well. Like, it didn't really have to be an issue at all.
So the three issues I have, one was A, it was too goddamn long. B... It was just longer than it needed to be. Like, I feel like most people who actually wanted to watch the movie or had any interest were waiting for the storyline of this woman is going to get revenge on this guy. Right. Right? And that is like the last half hour of a 2-hour movie. So, and so to that point, right? Tyler Perry has written so many characters or so many like couples in his things before where this woman is being treated horribly by this guy who is just the living devil and some older woman by way of Medea preaches to this woman and then she beats him with a frying pan or whatever. She aren't loose, you know? And like...
<That's right>. She aren't loose, nigga. I hate you. TD Jakes is going to hit you up like, never say it again. Never say it again.
So, my thing with this nigga who plays her husband or whatever in the movie, they spent so much time sympathizing with him. Like, the early version of him was like, much more of a fuckboy. As many niggas are in like college and stuff. Yeah. But as they got older, I was confused as to why he couldn't just work a regular job and do this battery thing on the side.
He's trifling.
But... other than that, they spent so much time, like, showing him, like, trying to, like, show him, like, do better. Like, he never really cheated on her. And the whole thing with him, like, finally getting a job after they break up, and then his sister's like, oh, you of course you don't have the money being a dishwasher. I'm like, y'all were slaying this man this whole time for not getting a job. Now he done left her, moved out the house, is washing dishes, making some kind of money, and you're flaming him for having a dishwashing job? And she go on a date with the other nigga who couldn't fuck her right and talking about some, oh, I saw him in there washing dishes and I just got mad because I want my $1 million and my da-da-da. And I'm like, Tyler, what? So by the time, then the nigga... gets a $25 million check, gives her $10 million of it, and gets the house back and gives it to her. Mm-hmm. And so the whole reason that she even goes off the deep end and wants to kill him and his new wife is because he just got a new wife after she said that she didn't want him anymore. And not only did he give you the $1 million, he gave you 9 more.
Told you.
So what was the point? Was the whole point to be like, this black woman is just crazy and that's simply wants to kill this nigga based off what?
He just wants to have fun and play around with mental illness.
But let's not explore that.
Yeah,
it was just like one line of the doctor being like, well, girl, you might have BPD. So,
and that's just, and then she goes home and she sits in a dark house. So
changes her weave.
She's mentally ill now. And then she snuck out.
She starts doing some tribal dances and like,
I was like, so this is what you think people struggling with mental illness do?
Bitch, let's talk about this motherfucking boat. Girl.
She went from the house to the boat with...
Let me tell you something. So now the running thing for me, and really a big part of the reason why I even watched it, is because I wanted to get the how does she get on the boat joke. Like, I wanted to get that. And I thought to myself prior to it, because I'm like, well, surely, you know, she could have got on the boat in a multitude of ways. But I realized right before they get married and go on this boat, her family has like blocked her from leaving the house.
Yeah.
So when she appears on the boat in a dress,
so confused.
I'm like, well, how did she get on the boat? I'm like, okay, there are many ways that we could assume that she did it, but you could have taken some of that time that you spent showing this nigga picking up records after he got kicked out of the house and shit like that and showed us how she managed to get out of the house and onto the boat. Then I realized that wasn't what the fuck y'all were talking about. How the fuck did she manage?
Yes.
This bitch had superpowers the whole movie and we didn't know. Why was this not explored?
It wasn't docked. You know, it was in the middle of the water and yet here she go.
He shot like, the nigga gets shot by her. She goes to shoot the new wife. He like manages to shove her off of the boat. After she has also told the whole crew to jump off of the boat, right? So now she gets shoved off of the boat. He tells the wife as he's bleeding out,
save the crew.
Go get, like. So she, my nigga, she goes to get in a boat to get the rest of the crew right. And then seconds later, Taraji seems to just be standing on water.
Yep,
is she right Jesus? Yep. Is she a waterbender? Yeah. Is she an X-Man? She's just like, thought you see the last of me, sis, and steps back on the boat.
Well, you know, when you're mentally ill, you can just appear place. You apparate. You don't even need no flu powder. It just happens. You just, poof, bitch, I'm here.
Girl.
I told you.
And then they played like some Nina Simone or some Andre Day or some shit, and next thing you know, this bitch is gone.
The whole soundtrack is Nina Simone. Tyler paid for one album. Oh, yeah,
like that was like his...
One album only.
That was like the guy's like jam was Nina. What? Girl, I honestly wanted to come in here and be like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah, I know you did.
Bitch. Because you know what really set my eyes on it was when you were like, it's worse than Madea's family reunion. Family reunion.
Yeah.
Which I always say is like the moment for me where I was like, Tyler, what's going on? You were not wrong.
I told you. It's very, very bad.
It was bad.
There's a lot of plot holes in that movie. A lot of things don't make sense. Like when young Taraji drove that Jeep into that trailer, and then next thing you know, she's bleeding internally and can't have kids no more. It's like the impact was not that great. Like, it wasn't that big of a crash for it to be her uterus is broken or whatever. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Right, like she slammed her chest against the steering wheel, but somehow, like,
she ruptured
her ovaries or some shit like that.
What the fuck is going on in this
movie? Like, it was trying to be Ring the Alarm, the movie, but didn't feel like trying hard enough.
I wasn't ready for you to...
I was like, bitch, oh, it's not going to be that bad.
Oh, man.
Honey, when she started doing those tribal dances in front of that goddamn table, how the fuck he gave you $10 million and you didn't buy no furniture?
Because mentally ill. See? It just all goes back to, she's mentally ill, duh. She's crazy. You never know what she gonna do. All right. That's it for the Best Of episode. Thank you so much to everybody who listened to this show over the year. Again, this has been another wild ass ride. Thank you so much to everybody who supported the late night show on Fuse. Y'all are the absolute best. And we'll see y'all in 2020.
Impeach Navidad.
Yes.
Impeach Navidad.